Okay, we're in Hilchos Machos Asuras, Parak Yud Gimel, continuing one more parak of issues relating to Yayin Esech. So here we're going to get into even more complex cases, more often than not related to the prohibition of Hana, where you're not allowed to benefit from the Yayin Esech, but also cases of drinking as well. Okay, so Lachal, the Rambam says, Lokeach Bais o Shesachar Bais b'chatzeiro shel Akum. Okay, so let's say the situation is where a Jew either buys or rents a place in the chatzer that belongs to a non-Jew, umalehu yayin, right, and it's filled with wine. Ima yaha yisraeli dar b'osa chatzer, right, so as long as a Jew lives in that chatzer as well, afi shapesach pasuch, even if the bottle of wine is open, hayim mutter, why is it mutter? Neisha akum mifache tomet, because the non-Jew is always afraid, v'omer ata yichonos lebeso pisom, v'im sa'osi b'soch beso. Because basically, the non-Jew is going to say that the Jew at any point in time will, if he tries to touch the wine, the Jew will catch him, basically. They may adar b'chatzar acheres, but let's say the Jew lives in a different chatzar. Lo yetziach yiskor habayis, right? So he can't leave, and there's, if there's wine in there, he can't leave until he closes the house via mafteach v'achosim biyado. He has to go ahead and have, basically, the key to the house and the seal of the wine, biyado. V'enochosh shema yizayef akum y'pasach habayis. And we're not concerned that the non-Jew will try to make a copy of the key to break into the house, or actually, whatever, yeah, to break into the house. Halacha beis. However, yatzav lo sagar pesach. Let's say the Jew leaves his house, which let's say he shares a chutzah with a non-Jew, but doesn't lock his door. Osha sagar biniach hamafteach biyada akum. Or let's say he closes the door, locks it, but gives the key to the non-Jew. Harei hayayin asur b'shasiya. The wine is now prohibited to drink. Why? Shema nichas akum v'nasa. Because it's possible the non-Jew went into the house, okay, because he has the key. And used it for avodah zarah. Sharei in Israeli sham, because the Jew's not there. Vim Amrlov, he said to him, let's say the Jew tells a non-Jew, achos li mafteach ze'ach avo, let's say he says to the non-Jew, hold this key for me until I come back. Then hayayim mutter, why? Shalom masolo shmiras abayis, ala shmiras mafteach. Because basically, he's not telling the non-Jew to keep an eye on his house, rather he's telling him to keep an eye on the key. So if it's just the key he's telling him to keep an eye on, he's not worried about the non-Jew breaking in. Halacha gimel. Now, Alkum Shesachar Yisrael Lidrach Lo Yeno B'Tahara Kadeshi Mutal Yisrael. Okay, so the case is, let's say a non-Jew hires a Jew to make wine for him. Okay, to press the wine, etc. Right, But he hires him because he wants to be able to market that wine to other Jews. Okay, Kadeshi Mutal Yisrael V'Kachuimena. Right, so he basically hires a Jew to make wine, but the Alkum wants to be the one to make the profit off selling it to Jews. V'Haya Yayim Beis Shalakum. And the wine is stored inside, let's say, the basement of a house owned by the non-Jew. Ima ya Yisrael zeh sheshomer hayayin dar b'osa chatzar hayayin mutter. Let's say there's a Jew who's involved in making the wine, also is the guard, okay? And he's hired to guard over the wine, and he lives in that chatzar as well, then it's mutter. Ve'afi shepesach patsuach v'shomer nechas yotze. Even if the door is open and the shomer goes in and out. Ima ya shomer dar b'chatzar acheres, but if the shomer lives somewhere else, meaning no one's watching the wine, or no one Jewish is washing the wine, hayayin asr. V'afi shemafteach achosim yad Yisrael, even if the Jew actually has the key, let's say, to the house. Shekeven shayayin shalakum uver shuso, here's the key point. Since the wine really belongs to the non-Jew, and it's in the non-Jew's domain, eno mefachet lezayef v'lechonos habayis. So there's no fear that the non-Jew has of going, so to speak, going, copying the key, going into the house. V'yomar v'hima im yedubolo yichachum meni, right? Because he'll say, what's the worst that could happen to the non-Jew if he goes into the house? So the Jews won't buy the wine from him. That's not such a big deal. So that's why the concern exists here. Halacha da'ad, afilu kasav akum Yisrael, sheniskaba bimeno hamos limkor lo behen yayin. Okay, let's say the non-Jew writes a shtar to the Jew. And he says that he received, let's say, cash in exchanging for selling him wine. Ho v'in Yisraeli yochol lehotziya mishos akum. The Jew cannot take the wine outside of the rishus of the non-Jew, ach yitin lo hamos, until the exchange of money takes place, harei hu shel akum asr, because it still belongs to the non-Jew, and therefore it's asr. Elo imaya shomer dar sham chatzar, as long as it's a Jewish shomer who's in the chatzar. Vein shomer tzarech lios yoshev umishamer tamid, el nefes yosek umashmiyarnu. As we know, the shomer doesn't have to guard it 24/7, rather it has to be someone who goes in and out constantly, vein b'shus bala yayin, vein b'shus akum acher. Doesn't matter if in this case it's in the rishus of the owner of the wine, or if it's which is a non-Jew, or in the house of another non-Jew. Halacha hey, now hayu yayin zeh hatahor shel akum. Okay, let's say there's wine, again, it's not Yayin Nesech yet, that's what it called, that belongs to a non-Jew, Munach B'Shus HaRabba. Okay, let's say it is in a public area, L'Bayis HaPasul B'Shus HaRabba, or B'Yisrael Holchem B'Shabbam, or let's say it's in a house where the door is open and people, Jews come in and out, then the wine is Mutter. Shadayin L'Nichlas B'Shus HaAkam, which is again, the other key point, the wine has not actually been in the domain of the Akam. Just because he owns it, doesn't by definition make it into Yayin Nesech, it has to be in his Rishus as well. Now the Ashba Bakal and Bedekel. Let's say the wine that's owned by the non-Jews found, let's say, in the garbage dump, or let's say it's by a window, or it's underneath the palm tree. Api Shane Baperos, if there's no Paros in the palm tree, Hare Lukush Rabbim. These are considered public domains. The Chavis Yayin Sham, the Akum and Sham, Inosu, right? And even if there is a non-Jew found next to that barrel of wine in this public area, it's not Asr. Ubayis HaPasuch L'Sham, Harayu HaPasuch L'Shus Rabim. And any house that's opened up, let's say, to a garbage dump, it's as if it's opened up to a public domain. Allah Chazayin. Now, let's say Chatzar HaChaluka B'Masifim, okay? Let's say you have, a courtyard divided up by like a low wall. Velkum B'Tzad Zeh, B'Yisrael B'Tzad Acher, non-Jews on one side, Jews on the other side. So too, V'chein Shnei Gagin. Let's say you have two roofs of neighboring houses. Shahaya Gag Yisrael Amala, V'Gag Gav Lamata. Let's say the roof owned by the Jew is higher than the roof owned by the non-Jew. O Shahayu Zeb Itzat Zeh. Let's say they're right next to each other, V'yish B'nei M'sifim, and the two roofs, and there's like a low barrier between them. Af B'yish Yada Akum Mages, the Chelik Yisrael, even though the hand of the non-Jew can reach the side of the Jew, Eino Choshesh Mishum Yayin Nesech. Obviously, the case is where there's a barrel of wine on one side, but we're not concerned about Yayin Nesech there, Lo Mishum Taharos, or anything else. Oh, that's subject to Tumah. Meaning the point is, there's, for instance, a very low barrier separating the Jew from the non-Jew, we're not worried that the non-Jew will reach over and touch stuff. Alacha Ches, Mutal Yisrael, Lahafkid Yeno Bekli Sasum. Okay, this is an important alacha. A Jew can give over a bottle of wine to a non-Jew as long as it is sealed, okay? V'hu Shialobo Shnei Simana. It has to have two signs in it, two seals. V'zeo Nirkar Chosem Biso Chosem. That's what the alacha refers to as a seal within a seal. What does that mean? Ketza. Let's say what happened, a Jew comes along, he closes up the barrel of wine with some type of kli that will, like a normal seal. And then on top of that, betach petit, and then he puts another seal of clay on top of it. Let's say the seal is very, very tight, right? And he adds the clay on top of that, then Hareza Chosem is so Chosem. So basically what it's saying is like, it has to be vacuum sealed once and then again. V'cheinim tsar pi hanud, a node, so let's say he has a wineskin and he ties that opening of the wineskin shut, Hareza Chosem Echa, that's one seal. Hafach pi hanud losocho, let's say he turns the mouth of the wineskin into itself, and then v'tsar alea, then ties that. Now there's two layers, so to speak, he has to go through to open it. Hareza Chosem is so Chosem. Any change you make within the ordinary way that people seal things, it's considered like one chosem. And then if you go ahead and let's say tie on top of that, that's chosem sheni. If the Jew gives a non-Jew wine with only one seal, I can't drink it. However, I can't benefit from it. As long as, right, there's a specific area that the non-Jew sets aside for that bottle of wine. Okay, now as you saw before, Yayin Mevushal is in Sabrach Yayin Nesech. So Yayin Mevushal Ba'Sheikhar or Yayin She'ibu Dvar Macherim, Godash V'Shemen. So let's say you have Yayin Mevushal or you have beer or you have wine mixed with like honey or V'Cheina Chometz, V'Agvina, V'Chalav, and even further, vinegar and let's say cheese and milk. The Kol She'isur V'Dibrei Sofrim, anything that's Asar Midrabanan, that you give to a non-Jew to keep an eye on. This is a lot of practical ramifications. You don't need two seals. It's sufficient to have one seal. You don't have to double wrap it. One wrapping is fine. This is by Durabanat. Right? But when it comes to wine or meat or a piece of fish that has no sign in it, that you give to a non-Jew, then you need two seals. You need chosem and so chosem. Now the Rambam deduces yearly. right? So the Rambam goes back to this point of the difference between a non-Jew and an idolater. So he says, anytime we talk about wine that's usher to drink but mutter to benefit from, right? That it, we're talking about in a situation where an akum touched it, it has to be a non-Jew who worships idols, an idolater. Alimaya Isura Biglal Akum, Shaina Ovid Akum. Right? But let's say it's a non-Jew who doesn't worship idols, Kagonishmeli like Arabs, Shinaga Biyan Shalana, that touches our wine, Shaloba Kabana with that intention, O Shatafak Api Achavis, or let's say he taps, like just simply touch the top of the barrel, Harizim Mutta Bishasiya, then it's still mutta to drink that, Vachin Kholiyotsu Bazet. So again, it's only by when the Rambam refers to an Akum is someone who actually, what do you call, worships idols, versus let's say an Arab, they don't. Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Joe? Oops, I couldn't unmute. Sorry. My question was, what happens with this one seal I don't understand with meat and cheese and fish?
Oh, so you need a double seal. Let's put it today's terms. How we would look at it today is like, you have that often like on it's not just because of Tom. Let's say like, again, it's not as concerned today because we have packaging. But let's say there was a piece of meat that I knew was kosher. And I want to give it to a non-Jew to keep an eye on. So I'd have to, like, let's say, vacuum seal it once, right? Evidence to show that it's sealed, right? And then seal it again. Or in those days, let's say I put like a wax seal, like I put it in a package, and there was like one wax seal closing it. And then let's say I put another thing with another wax seal on top. So there's two layers. Wait, so there's going to be evidence if you broke through the seal.
I understand that. I'm just questioning our packaging today. Is that considered like two seals when we have what we buy in the store?
That's a good question, because today we can argue that things have simanim on them. Okay, so yeah, I mean, you could make a compelling argument today the way we seal things are much more sealed. But again, at the end of the day, it's all about evidence whether the non-Jew got into it or not. So it doesn't matter. However I seal it, this isn't talking about cooking it. However I seal it, as long as a non-Jew can access it easily, then it's fine. But today we don't really have, remember, today these issues aren't as prevalent, primarily because we don't really mafket things to non-Jews. Again, like Walmart is not non-Jew in that sense. Okay, it's a corporation. It's a little bit different. Okay, okay. Lachia Bays. Now, aval mafkid yain biad gertosha. Let's say you give wine over to keep an eye on by gertosha, someone who holds of shiva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, o sheshalchu imo behiflik. Okay, or let's say you give wine to him, but you leave it there for an extended period of time. O sheniach beso pasuach bechatzer gertosha. Or let's say I leave my house open in a chutzner where Ger Toshav is, then are we asr b'shasiya. It's asr to drink. Why? Shekol chasha shechalof v'ziyuf, yearly shekol akum shavimba. Because when it comes to, what do you call it, the suspicions that deal with non-Jews breaking in or faking seals, right? That applies to any non-Jew, whether they are idolaters or not. Ho v'nasa yayin b'shusan, nesar b'shasiyal kapana. Once the wine is in their rishus, okay, that's the key, right, permanently, so to speak, or extended period of time, then it's usher and shasiyah. So that's the key difference. Okay, Allah Yud-Gimel. Yesh dvarim she'ibahem iser nisuch klal. Now, there are some situations where there's no actual deraisa iser of yayin nesach. The usher osam chakalim, but the chum nonetheless step in and make the rabbanans. Why? K'di l'harchik min nisuch, to keep us away from yayin nesach. Ve'ilohen, and these are the ones. Lo yimzo ga'akum mayim v'soch ha'yayin shiv'yad Yisrael. So a non-Jew can't pour water into a glass of wine held by a Jew. Shema yavo litzoch yayin soch ha'mayim. Because then maybe he'll come to pour wine into water. Ve'lo yolech ha'akum anavim l'gas. And a non-Jew can't bring grapes to the wine press. Shema yavo l'drokh aliga. Because maybe he'll come to press the wine and touch it. Ve'lo yisa'el yisrael b'shah shemeri b'kli l'kli. Now he can't help a Jew pour wine from one glass to another. Why? Because maybe it'll give the kli to hold by the non-Jew. And then we're going to run into problems of the wine pouring out due to the force applied by the non-Jew. But in all these above cases, if it did happen, the yain is still mutter, because these are their abundance. So a non-Jew is allowed to smell our wine. Right, and a Jew can smell yayin nesach, right? Why not? Why is it no iser? She ain't a reich klum, reich alav milsa. Reich smell is not tangible. It's not substance. So because it's not substance, v'ishein bo mamish. That's why it be mutter. Okay, halacha tesvav. Now kvar biarnu she called davar shu aser b'haniyah. We know the halacha is anything that's aser to benefit from im avar umachro, if you went ahead and sold it, okay, dama mutara, then the money will be mutar. Okay, for those who are interested in Shemitah, the Salah applies by Shemitah as well. Chutz me'akum mishamshea b'takur v'shala. Yain shen is nasech la. But the exclusion is things that are used for avodah zara, including wine. Ve'achmir chachamim, right, so which means that the money acquires the status. Ve'achmir chachamim b'stam yinam, right, and the chachamim were machmir by stam yinam, lios dam of asurim, that the money becomes asur. K'tmei yain shen is nasech lakum, no different than the wine as if it were used for libations. Levikach, therefore, akum shesachar as Yisrael lasos imo b'yayin. That's why, if a non-Jew hires a Jew to work for him to make wine, okay, or to work with wine, scharo asar. The money that the Jew makes from it becomes asar. This is going to lead to a whole set of halachas now. Halacha design. V'chein hasochar sachamor lahabi alav yayin. Okay, let's say a person rents a donkey to carry wine. O shesachar svina lahabi b'yayin. Or let's say he rents a boat to transport wine, schar and usher. If the yain zayin nesach, the Jew cannot use the money from it, can't profit from it. In most nusnum lo, if he gives the money, what does he do? What if the non-Jew gives the money, what does he do with it? Yolich on the yam melech, you throw it into the Dead Sea. Then nusnum lo bischaro ksus o kelim o peros. Let's say he gave him as payment, let's say, for instance, clothing. A raise a yisrof son, he has to burn the clothing, the yikbar afer, and then bury the ashes, kedishal lahanasbo. That's it. That's how far the Isser Hana goes to this point, to this extreme. Okay, but of course, there's going to be some leniency soon. Yeah, Ron, go ahead.
Oh, you just said there were going to be leniencies, but I was going to ask if somebody, you know, has a shipping company.
Okay, well, you know, they don't have... shipping companies are trickier because you get into these corporations. But yeah, technically speaking, if let's say a Jew owns a large boat that he ships things on, and a non-Jew contacts him, according to the Rambam, and a non-Jew contacts him and says, listen, I like to ship over, 25 cases of wine alone. The only thing the ship will carry, he can't make money off of it. But you'll start seeing some of the exceptions, okay? Trust me, it gets easier. But yeah, in that pure case, that would be a problem, okay? Now, let's say the non-Jew rents a donkey from a Jew to ride it, and then, lugin shal yayin, schara mutter, right? And then he puts on it, right, some wine, then the money the Jew makes is mutter, right? Because it's primarily being used to be ridden. Scharo lishbar kadei yayin nesech, right? Let's say, what it called, the non-Jew hires the Jew to break barrels of wine that are filled with yayin nesech. Scharo mutter, the Jew can benefit from it. Not only that, v'tovo l'bracha meshemayit betifla. And the non-Jew is deserving of a bracha because he's getting rid of all this nonsense, okay? Allah yuchas, now socher is a poal. Let's say a person hires a poal worker, the omer lo, harili mea chavios, right? Shall schar, shall shechar, mea prutos, okay? Let's say he says, transport 100 barrels of beer for 100, whatever, prutos. Benimsa achas mehen yayin, okay? But he finds out that one of those barrels that he took is wine, scharo kulo usher, okay? Then the entire schar that the Jew would get is usher, even though 99 of the 100 barrels were beer. Let's say he says to him, transport me a bunch of barrels, this barrel for this pruta, this barrel for this pruta, the heavier, and he does it, and he finds out that there are barrels of wine among them. Then the schar, because again, he's doing it per barrel. So only the schar from the barrels of yayin nesach are aser, but shar schar mutter. But the schar from the other barrels would be mutter. Okay, umnei Yisrael sheshalachahem akum chavas shayin bischar mutter. Okay, let's say a non-Jew sends these Jewish experts. Okay, they did a job for the non-Jew. Let's say they're experts in building carpentry, and the non-Jew sends as payment a barrel of wine. Okay, mutter. Then in that case is mutter. They can say to the non-Jew, give us money instead. Okay. But once the barrel of wine enters into the reshus, then it becomes asr. But before it does, they can ask the non-Jew, give us money instead. Let's say a non-Jew owes a Jew a debt. Okay, let's say 10 bucks. Now the non-Jew goes ahead. Let's say the non-Jew sells idolatry or yayin nesach, but then brings the money that he sold his idol for to to pay off the debt to the Jew, Hare Zeh Mutter, that money will be Mutter. Vim Amar Lo Kodem Shimkor, let's say he says before he sells it, Hamten Li, wait for me, I know you owe you money, wait for that 10 bucks, Ad She Emkor Akum, until I sell this idol, O Yain Nesech, Sheesh Li, Vavilach, and then I'll bring it to you. Af Bi Shu Stam Yeno, Umachar, even if it's Stam Yain that he sold, Vavi Lo, Hare Zeh Aser, the money's Aser. Why? Meisha HaYisraeli wrote Sebekimo Kadeshi Farim and Echobo. Because the Jew wants him, the Jew wants the idol to remain in existence in order to pay off his debt. So since that's the case, the money, the Isser would transfer over to the money. Let's say a convert and a Jew are partners, right? And they want to divide up their partnership. And the ger yachalom al akum, the ger can't say to the akum, tul ata akum vani mos, okay? He can't say to the non-Jew, take the idol and I'll take the money. Ata yayin vani peros, or you take the wine and I'll take the fruit. She wrote to Bekuma Kadesh, he told connect them, because he wants the idol to remain around so he can split up his partnership against it. Aval ger v'akum sheyirshua, you'll see why he's bringing ger in a second, but a ger and a non-Jew sheyirshua savien, right, akum. Let's say the ger and the akum, yorish, they inherit from their father who passes away, who's not Jewish, yachalomor lo, he could say to him, tul ata akum animaos. Then he could tell the non-Jew, his brother, right, you take the idol and I'll take the money. Right? There's a leniency they develop by the inheritance of a ger. We don't want the ger to return back to the ways that he was like when he was a non-Jew. However, if they enter into the domain of the ger, then it will be considered, it will be aser. By the wine. Lachav gimel. Yisrael shemachar yinu l'akum. Let's say a Jew sells wine to a non-Jew. Pasuk achilo modalo damav mutarim. Okay? If he worked out the price prior to measuring out how much wine he was going to sell him, then the money's mutar. Misha pasuk samcha daito, right? Because basically that when the price is fixed, umisha mashach, kana v'yayin nesech, inunase, achigabo. Okay? So basically, a nimsa b'shas v'chira, yam mutar. But basically what we say is that since the price was already set, and the non-Jew agreed to the purchase, when he's pulling it from the Rishos, the non-Jew already bought it. It's already considered in his Rishos, and therefore it's mutter. However, Madalo, but let's say he measured it out, Ad Shelo Pasuk Adamim, right, and then tells him how much it costs, Dam of Asur, then the money's Asur. It's really some Chadaito, because the non-Jew hadn't come to the conclusion he's going to buy it, Afi Shemashach, even though he poured out the wine, V'nimsa K'shenaga Adayin Lo Sam Chadaito Likach, right, so consider as if he touched the wine, so to speak, because he didn't, bought it yet. And now the wine is usher for him to touch it. And then the Jew selling it to him. It's like he's selling non-Stam Yenam, and therefore the money gets for it will be usher. It's only when this applies only when the Jew measures it into, let's say, his clay. Right? Or let's say he measures it into a clay of the non-Jew's clay. Oh, the kli Yisrael b'shabiyat akum, or in a Jewish kli, but the akum's holding it. So our glikach has a damim. You must take the money first, and then akach yimdo, then measure it out. V'imadav lo glikach damim. But if he measured it and didn't take the money yet, af b'pisha pasak damav. Even if he set the price afterwards, asurim. Why? V'shemagia the kli. Once it hits the kli, nesar k'stam yenam. It becomes asur like stam yenam. Okay, Allah chafay. Hey. Anosen dino lechenvani akum. Okay, let's say a Jew gives to the non-Jewish storekeeper, Vamar lepo'olo ha'akum, right? And he tells the non-Jewish employee, Lech u'shesei ve'echo minachen vani. And he says to him, go ahead and eat from from the storekeeper, which is the non-Jewish storekeeper, vani v'chashav lo, and I'll take care of whatever money's owed. Arizah choshesh, then we're concerned, he can't do that, shema yishtayayim. Maybe the employee will drink the wine. Because it's as if he actually purchased the wine to use for Yainesech. We see a similar lacha by Shvias, by Shemitah, Asur could go into Nasan Dinar Lechenvani Yisrael Amaretz. This comes up by Shvias, where if you give a coin to a Jewish Amaretz storekeeper, Vamar Lepo'olo HaYisraeli says to his Jewish employee, Lech Vecho Amani Mechashav Lo, go ahead and eat and I will suddenly count with the storekeeper. The concern is the worker is going to go ahead and eat the shvius fruit, right? And then it's going to become usr. Okay, we'll get to that much later. Let's say he says to them, eat with this, use this money to eat. Right? Or he says, eat and drink, and I'll pay back the chenvani. Okay, even though he's chayv to pay him back, okay. Basically, the shibud isn't specifically related to those foods. And we're not concerned about in this case yain nesach. Let's say you have a non-Jewish king, so he is giving out his wine to the people. And he takes money for giving out his wine, as much as he wants. Al yomar adam la'akum, right? A Jew should not tell the non-Jew, heilocha masayim zuz, okay? Take 200 zuz, v'hechnes tachtai b'otzer melech, and go instead of me, right, into the otzer melech for the wine. Why? Kadesh yikach akum ayayim, shekasuv shem Yisrael, v'yitin akum adam la'melech. So therefore, because in order for the non-Jew to take the wine that's really set aside for the Jew, okay, that he can't do. Ava omer lo, what he can tell him is, heilach masayim zuz, right? Here, take 200 zuz and save me. Save me from having to go into the otsar and deal with the wine. And finally, lacha chavches, we'll stop here. Akum shenogav yinoshel Yisrael la'onso. This is also a very important lacha. If a non-Jew touches a Jew's wine against the will of the Jew, mutar limko oso yayin oso akum shasu levada. The Jew can actually sell that wine to the non-Jew who touched it. Only him. Shekeven sheniskaven zeh akum lahaziko v'lesar yino. Since the non-Jew's intention in touching the wine was to basically mess over the Jew, it's as if basically the non-Jew destroyed the wine, and therefore he's chayv to pay. Therefore, the money that the Jew is taking is demei hezek, lo demei mechira. He's basically taking money for damages and not money for selling. Okay, that ends Perek Gimel, and we'll start the halachas of Shiurim tomorrow in Perek Yud Dalet.